something never lasts forever. Not even stone cold winter snow. No, I don't mean to disappoint you.
Children of the summer's end, gathered in the dampened grass, we played our songs and felt the London sky resting on our hands. It was God's land, it was ragged and naive.
Thank you. pretty. Fingernails are good. Seems that all I ever wanted was a market. We'll be right back.
to give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again.
Hey, boys and girls, a little triple shot of the Foo Fighters to start off this weekend, which is nothing wrong with that, if you ask me. Trust me, they are the best band ever. Anyways, 2:15 in the afternoon on this 26th day of February. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty. And across from me is a beautiful Tina Marie.
Hello, hello.
Yes, say hi. That helps. Anyways, welcome to the big show. here. we were thinking we weren't going to do it because we've both been very sick. And a lot of our friends out there are very sick. The funny man was supposed to be here today, but he's very sick. Just everybody we know is very sick. So, you know, hopefully it's just the change of the weather. You know, it's freezing today. And it's going to be, well, not freezing, but it's pretty cold today. Be cold tomorrow and then Sunday. I'll give you the weekend weather coming up. So you guys don't walk around aimlessly with jackets and sweaters and tank tops. You can at least know what's going to happen. Anyways, coming up, what do we have? We have some funny news coming up.
Funny news, yep.
You know, the usual nonsense, weekend weather, like I said. And you guys want to call into the show, the number is 617-627-3800. Just bear with us for a little bit. We'll get into show mode as soon as we can because we've both been very sick in bed, you know, the past few days. And we weren't even going to do the show today, but we have an obligation to you guys, so that's why we're here. We came in an ambulance to make sure we were here for you boys and girls.
I have IV hooked up.
You do.
Got the IV drip going.
Anyways, we'll take a quick break. Come back with our shout-outs as long as Tina Marie can get them out from her sore throat. We're sucking down Ludens over here. Trying to get my radio voice back. Rather than the snuffleupagus voice I had the past few days, because that's who I sounded like.
No, your voice sounds better today. Mine
does. It does, yes. Well, I was sick
horrible.
First. That's why I passed on the baton.
Yes, you did.
Well, I should say the Kleenex box.
Yeah, right.
All right. Anyways, we'll take a quick break. You guys want to hear anything? Feel free to, you know, go on my Facebook page. Tina Marie's Facebook page or the Giddy Up page. Of course, that's the one we monitor throughout the show the most. So you want to hear anything, feel free to do that. Or as I said, you can call into the station, you know, while we're talking and be, you know, and we'll try to get on whatever you guys want to hear because I'm pretty good at that. But it has to be within the realms of rock and roll.
Yes. No C-rap.
No C-rap, and I'm sorry, no country.
Why you look at me like that?
Even though the show is called The Giddy Up. Yeah. No boot-kicking music.
Boot-kicking.
Spur-jangling, boot-kicking. anyways. Okay, kids. We'll be right back. Tina Marie, tell them what they are listening to.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
All right, this next one goes out to our funny man who is also sick in bed with 103 degree temperature. Here you go, buddy. It's not Tuesday, but I wish it was. We'll be right back.
Heard your voice through a photo.
say, lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, 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 walk wild with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
Zeppelin for you, Over the Hills and Far Away. And before that, Other Side by the Chili's for our good friend, the Funny Man, who unfortunately isn't here today due to illness. And pretty much everybody is due to illness this week. It's been a rough week for everybody just because of the change of the climate. It's really, really crazy here. Anyways, it's, let's see, 38 degrees. No. Yes, it is. And very breezy today, if you hadn't noticed. Have you noticed?
Oh.
Yeah, well, you could probably join in on the show if you'd like.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Too wrapped up on Facebook there?
No. Okay. It's breezy out. I thought it was nice out today.
No, it's been breezy. You haven't heard the windows rattling all morning?
Yeah, all night I heard them, yeah.
All right, anyways, you're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in the lovely, beautiful state of Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, which is the number one freeform station in the country. If you didn't know that, if you weren't aware of that, I am making you aware.
In the country, huh?
2:30 in the afternoon, and it's that time where we appreciate and just send out our love to our folks that are listening in, and that, you know, we just want to let you know we appreciate you guys. So it's that time for our shout outs. So take it away, Tina Marie.
Jennifer Kanarazinski Leadham, Mar and Kim at Malden Trans,
yes.
Billy Roderick, Bus Number 12, Karen, Ben, and Alex,
mm-hmm.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield, Christine Atwell, Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel, who will be on from 10 to midnight,
yes.
As long as he's not sick.
Yes, right, exactly.
Right?
I think he's okay.
Yeah,
he's been posting
a
lot.
Yeah.
Being with old Steve, old school Steve over his house, barbecuing, being in the garage, doing the, you know, the man thing.
Oh, yeah. He'll probably be on
drinking
tonight,
beers,
sure.
You know. So, we'll wait, that's not illegal.
I didn't say it was illegal.
Oh.
I was going to say a name, and then you...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't go, shh.
They were barbecuing.
You thought, man, I said, shh.
Yeah, doing the man thing, you know. You know.
And then I was like, shh, it's a secret. It's not a secret. Oh, Sean O'Sullivan. That's what I was going to say was Sean O'Sullivan.
Sean O.
Sean O.
O'Sullivan.
Of the group Thin Air.
Oh, that's right. Yes. I thought he was with the group Solar Panel.
Yeah, he is with that group too.
Oh, wow. He's double dipping, huh?
Yeah, he's double dipping, yep.
He's moonlighting. He's moonlighting on Solar Panel.
He's moonlighting on people's roofs. On their rooftops.
Well, he doesn't go on any roof.
I know. He doesn't. He's the guy that drives around in that little green and white car.
He wouldn't even go on the doghouse. I said, I want a panel for the doghouse. No, I ain't going on that roof. I'm like, dude, you're taller than it. I have to bend over.
No, I'm all set. He wouldn't do it. No. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve.
Old School.
Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge.
No.
Thursday nights from 8 to 10 p.m.
I tell you, they must have cleaned up their act on The Lounge.
Why?
Because they used to come in and used to smell like cigars and and lubricant.
And lotions.
Yes.
And there'd be remnants of feathers everywhere.
Yeah.
Pink feathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't leave me a boa today.
Nope. No boa.
No boa tonight for your little dance. Sorry, honey. Have to go find one.
Yeah.
Bus number 100, Captain Wayne at the wheel.
Captain Wayno.
Kenny Melanson. Chris Ridgway. Hope you feel better, dude. Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Charlie Driver, Danny Rosen, Kyle the bus driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Katie Lyons Tardif, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, Mary Canavan, bus number 34 over there in Chelsea with Christine at the wheel and all those millions of kids that are on that bus.
That's right.
That big, that big yellow school bus she's got.
A million kids drives around, yeah. And she don't even have a big yellow school bus either.
I thought she had the big, huge one, no?
No, she makes two trips.
Oh, she does?
In the morning, two trips in the afternoon.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
What a pain.
Uh-huh.
Marcin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo.
Oh, Lisa Marie, she's due any day now,
ATL.
Isn't she?
I don't know. I'm not friends with her on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. She's big pregos.
Oh, she is?
Oh, she's been, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know
that. I think she's due soon.
Oh.
Well, so congratulations. And I haven't talked to her in a while, but I know she's been pregnant, but last I seen, she looked like she was ready to go.
Blow.
Yeah.
All right, maybe she's soon.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck with that. Is it our first one, second one, third one?
Third.
Third?
Mm-hmm.
By the third one, they just fall out.
Yeah.
Come on, I know.
I believe she's having a boy this time, finally.
Oh, she has two girls.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's an older girl who's like
teenager.
A teen now. And then she has Harley, who's like three now.
Oh.
And then...
She's talking about spreading it out.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
That's all right. She'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. She's having an opposite, finally. That was me. Two boys and then a girl.
I think she's wanted a boy. But anyways, Good luck with that, honey.
Lisa.
I'm
sure she'll be fine.
Safe delivery.
Yep. Steph Palermo in the ATL. Frankie, the mustache of Medford.
Oh, Frankie.
In Bergamo.
Oh. Hey, Frankie, are you listening in? I hope you are. I'm going to post something on the Giddy Up. I found, and I just couldn't get over it, and I was just debating last night if I should post it, but I think I might. So, but we love Frankie, and he has a good sense of humor, so I know I can get away with it.
Yeah, he has a great sense of humor.
He sure does.
He'll laugh.
So I'm gonna post on the Giddy Up page. I found Frankie's twin. Yes.
He did.
Yes, I did.
So, that's going to be funny, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm going to do that right now. What are you doing? Yeah,
okay.
Sure. I will try to accomplish that feat.
Okay. Denise Fioretti Mamelette, Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack, and Janice. Cab number 19 with Chet. Hope you're feeling better, Chet.
Well, yes.
Speedy recovery. Cab number 54 with Cookie at the Wheel.
Yeah, he's back in the 54.
He used to be in the 60s.
No, but originally he had the 54 cab forever.
Oh, I changed
that. And he had Brewski on the side of it.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right.
And, you don't remember him back then.
No, I didn't know him back then, but I remember you telling me the story.
Uh-huh, yes, and he was so proud of it. But now he's back in the 54, which is pretty
good.
Cool.
Chris, yep. Christine Fantasiastic, Buddy Nicole and Chloe. Irish Eddie Cordea, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Avis Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Dalish, Gail Snow.
What?
I always crack myself up at those names because they're all perfectly in order.
What are you talking about?
Biss and Sweets are Delish. Sounds like, porn. Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons. Those would be my mommy and dudder. Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg. A special shout out to Ramon Lopez for hitting us up today, earlier, saying hey to us. And we're hoping you're feeling better. Also, he said he was going to listen today, honey.
Who's that?
Ramon. He was going to stream it. Yes. He was going to stream it because he lives down the Cape. So hopefully
cool.
He
can listen live if he has a computer. Or
that's where he's listening
the
live.
The app on the phone.
Streaming it.
All right. Ramon.
Ramon Lopez.
Yes.
Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, and last but not least, the wonderful Amy Giamacco Amoguin.
Yes, from Peabody.
And those in Peabody, yes, she's in Peabody. Mm-hmm. As some people like to say, Peabody, Mass. Those are your shout-outs for February 26th, 2016.
Well, thank you very much, Tina Marie.
Boom.
Boom?
Yeah, boom.
That's how you end it, with a boom?
I did. I did it with a boom. It sounded like something good to say.
I did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you posting that about
no soup for you.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't want any soup anyways.
Oh, this soup will take the legs from under you. It's so good. All right. No soup for you. Facebook. All right. I'm gonna post this right now because I think it's wonderful. All right, so we're going to play a tunage, and I'm going to post that, and hopefully Frankie, the mustache of Medford, definitely gets a kick out of everything, and I hope he's listening in now. So as I said, we'll be back with, we're going to take a break, some music. We'll be back with some funny, silly news, as we like to call it, because there's too much bad news going on in the world today, or every day, I should say. Your weekend weather after the 3 o'clock hour to let you kids know what's going on in town or how to dress if you are going out. And maybe Tina Marie will have a couple venues. I believe the Harpoon Festival is coming up soon. I'm not sure if it's this weekend. No, actually, it was last weekend. But you know what it is? I'm thinking of the St. Paddy's Day Harpoon Fest.
Oh, right.
Okay, but we'll get back to that anyways. 3:39 in the afternoon. And the number here is 617-627-3800. And speaking of 38, it's 38 degrees here in the lovely state of Medford. So we'll take a break. I'm going to post this for Frankie. And what are we listening to, Tina Marie?
You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
And we'll be right back, kids.
We'll be right back.
And this one goes out to Captain Wayno. Enjoy.
Where do we go now? Where do we go? Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in. Size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
Yeah, what you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chair with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me. Fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. Gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. 'Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna buy my pills from a best dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny 'cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Oh, shit.
What?
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens, brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Pressure pushing down on me, pressing down on you, no man has fall. Under pressure that burns a building down, splits a family in two, puts people on streets. Mbababep, eat it up, eat it up, that's okay.
It's the terror of knowing what this world is about. Watching some good friends screaming, let me out.
Pray tomorrow gets me higher.
Pressure on, people on streets.
Da-da-da-ba-ba. Okay. Chipping around, kick my brains around the floor. These are the days.